Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're going to begin this final episode of Winter House with an installment of Winter House Theater.
I'm trying to do it cold like winter. I can't whistle that song.
We're going to stop. Anyway, I'll be playing the role of Lindsay.
I'll be playing Paige. And interior foyer of a trashed party house.
Very, very beginning. She's just come with all horny from seeing Jason.
All horny from seeing Jason and his massive,
massive penis. Here we go.
And action.
Hey, I'm about to go date somebody.
No, you have to be single for at least a year.
How old are you?
28.
Exactly.
And scene.
Oh, I loved it. I screeched.
Way to go, Hubs. Way to go,
Hubs. It was so unintentionally funny.
She's the best. She's the best.
How old are you?
28. Exactly.
Exactly. I'm going to date whoever I want whenever I need to. You don't realize how desperate I am to find love.
There is, sorry, it's taking my hat off. There is desperation, but there's also, it's true, y'all. It usually, when you get older, you just know quicker.
She doesn't, also, she's not fucking around.
She's ready.
And sadly, she's never.
She need them babies up inside her.
Hub House is never going to have any chill when it comes to guys.
And I don't think she thinks she does. Do you?
I think she thinks she does.
Hubs, come at us.
I think she does.
I don't think so.
Or she'd like to say. Yo, this is our final episode of Winter House. There's no place like home.
There's no place like home.
I guess because we're going home and everything was a play on words
this
of snow.
Yeah. This one's a myth.
What
this
is
title?
Your, now that the show's over, the series is over.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
I just yawned, so that should tell you something. That's kind of how it was just, I'm not, this show isn't, this spinoff isn't dead to me, but we've got to recast this.
We have to
We've got to get, y'all, the most interesting arc of Luke's story is that he made maple syrup from its tree. And his igloo melted.
Or as he says, igloo.
Igloo. I get so angry that someone so hot is so fucking boring.
I forget Gabby was even there.
Who? Exactly. They need to be gone. Amanda and Kyle need to be gone. Although Amanda brought it this episode with her.
Julia really didn't do anything either.
No. Julia would be fun if she was single because she'd fuck around more.
Yeah.
Even
Kyle didn't do anything.
I'm gonna say it was used. He was used in the first episode, but really, Craig was totally wasted.
I agree. Totally agree.
This was just a setup for the Craig Paige relationship that we all are excited for.
That's true. We did see in the very final frames that, like, it said coming on Summer House and them making out in the elevator.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, I love them together.
Oh, I watched it on YouTube, so I didn't know. They didn't show that at the end.
Why?
I don't know. They didn't show it.
Oh, it said coming in Summer House and it showed Paige. It was hot. I'd never seen Craig kiss a woman. Or
just usually Austin.
Usually in our scenes, it's Austin.
Yeah. Hey, Craig, do you want to make out again? Yeah. So you can feel my smooth butthole.
That there. You want to put my tongue in your mouth?
Yeah.
Hold on. It takes a while for me to get it out of my mouth.
Okay. Why do I smell trap hop?
I'm happy for them.
I'm super happy for them. And honestly,
and I'm rarely happy for anyone.
I'm kind of into all these people that have coupled up. Like, I don't think
Austin and Sierra, it's really
not, I don't think it's a bad idea for now. Austin needs to start dating women like that. For Sierra, it's a bad idea because
you don't want to date Austin.
He's got Madison hooks all in her.
He's going to need someone else to. Here's the thing, though. He's going to need, after Madison kind of destroyed him, he's going to need someone he's going to need someone really boring because he has to go the opposite way to realize what he doesn't want.
Yes. He's also nurturing.
Yes.
Really. And actually, Sierra's actually much more of that.
She is the person Austin should be with in like 5 years.
Yes. Austin said it in this episode. It is true. One of my favorite country songs. But timing is everything. It is so true.
Who sang that?
Oh, that's from Garrett Hedlund, that hot actor, sang it. It's from that movie Country Strong with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, yeah. He is hot.
It's that soundtrack's actually pretty good.
Imagine having the cojones.
He is hot.
To decide as Gwyneth Paltrow that you're going to be in a movie about a country singer and you've really never been a singer your whole life.
Because I'm country strong, hard to break.
But no, just
good movie.
Just take
loved
a
it.
Shut up. I never saw it.
Oh, it's
but
good.
Just take
I
a,
mean,
take a
in
minute.
That way.
Take a minute to picture who would have the confidence to say, sure, I can do this. I can play a country singer.
You know,
I've never sung before. How hard can it be?
But a lot of actor Taraji P. Henson's going to be an Annie.
But that's a character role. Very different.
That's true. That is
very different.
That is true. It's character roles very different. What other movies have people said, I'm going to take on the lead and like, well, no. What's his name? He'd already done musical theater before he did
And Bradley
Into the
Cooper.
Woods.
Bradley Cooper has sung before.
Bradley Cooper was different,
but it's a different kind of because he changed his voice. But no, think about it. How you're growing up and everything about it. What was the thing that told her she could do that?
Well, I think any actor has to have a bit of unrealistic. Or not be in touch in some way, or be able to. I mean, she is completely out of touch.
But pop singer, but not a country singer.
I'm admiring it.
She's from New York City.
I know. That was the hardest thing to buy, is that she was country.
Yes. She doesn't even look. She looks like right out of a Mayflower.
Her voice sounds pretty. And
I'm sure. But
that was the hardest. It was like, I just don't believe that you grew up in like Memphis.
No.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I'm just saying, I feel like another actor would have just passed and said, you know, maybe. I don't really see myself.
I mean, it's a good movie, and it's one of those movies where,
I still refuse to think
alert,
it's a good movie.
I mean, good in that, like, it's, you roll your eyes at some of it. It's just one of those, movies where somebody's trying to make it big, and then they end up killing themselves in their end. You know, we have
Jesus.
Those type of movies, or they die. It's like 8
someone
seconds.
Killed themselves?
Gwyneth Paltrow's character kills himself in the end.
No!
Yes!
Well, I can't say I'm sad about
but
that happening.
But it's like 8 seconds, you know? He dies at the end.
That I knew.
I don't think George Strait dies in Pure Country. I need to see that movie again.
We need to move on.
We need to move. But, you know.
I'm actually bored.
But A Star Is Born. They kill themselves in the end. It's the same.
But that didn't happen in the original.
It's the same movie.
That doesn't happen in the original.
No, but Country Strong is the same movie
right.
as that.
But I'm saying.
And you know what? Country Strong is better than A Star Is Born.
You mean the newer version?
Yes.
Okay.
I did not like that new version of that movie. But nothing is better than the Judy version.
But
don't
I'm saying,
even compare.
I'm not. You're in a different
don't
world.
Don't make me angry.
You're
and
in
talk
a different
Judy.
World than I am. I'm saying the Judy Garland movie. No one kills themselves. They actually changed that for the newer version of this. You were shouting over me when I was trying to say that.
Not familiar.
Yeah,
I'm just saying it's that type of movie.
And if someone had never seen,
they stole the new A Star Is Born from Country Strong.
Please, Paltrow should be pissed. We have to move on. You need to focus.
I'm just saying.
Remember, you said 30 minute show before this?
What did you think of the overall? I'm not familiar. What did you think of the overall show?
I'm glad you came around to asking me after I spent.
I wouldn't forget.
Similar to what you said, I think the casting was a misfire. Letting Julia cast the show.
I need to look on the credits and see if she was the CD on this.
I think I have the biggest problem with having so many members from the Summer House cast go in with people they don't know and people who we don't know because they obviously did not mesh. Austin we knew, so that's not as bad. But Andy, I don't think any of us really cared about Andrea.
No.
And so that's why it was really hard for someone.
Hardly even Paige by the end.
I kind of did care about Jason because I was so about how interested he was in Lindsay. And he kind of saw Lindsay for who she is.
This is one of my tea bags. We're just jumping into it now. I'm teen. What are they? What? I don't know Jason's last name. Are they? What would be their couple name? Jubhouse. I'm team Jubhouse.
Okay.
I am team Jubhouse.
You know that's never going to happen.
No, it's not. Y'all, if they were dating, it would be all over fucking Lindsay's Instagram. And there's not even the things of like Winter House show, Jason's not in any other pictures.
Yeah.
So my feeling is they had a bad breakup.
Yeah. Or they really got back to the city and he stopped answering her calls.
Although he seemed more into her than she was him.
Y'all, this is vacation banging. This is what it's like.
It's very hard to make this work.
But have you never vacation banged? Don't you see this?
Oh, I've seen it. I don't think I've ever. No, I never have.
People talk like this on when they vacation bang. That's why Austin had. I'm going to be weird here and defend Austin Kroll a bit. That at least he had the presence of mind. I'm not defending him for much to say I can't do this.
Well, at least he had the presence of mind to say that to everybody else but Sierra.
No, but he said it to the guys. Not the women.
But he never fucking told her until the very last minute, 11th hour.
We're going to talk about that, though. Let's leave this good in.
But I agree. Yeah.
But here's what I would, because a lot of guys are just going to snow you.
Let's talk about it, because they're at the top of the show. Use your tea bag.
So
dip your tea bag, drop it.
So they are they're sitting there in bed and I want to go to the end for some reason.
Sure, let's do it. It's the finale. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
I want to say that I totally agree with Austin here, and Amanda should have butt the fuck out.
I 100% agree.
Because, y'all, this happens every time with Amanda.
Well, this is Amanda. This is a classic. I just have to take care of my friend. Her poor heart.
No,
I don't know what I'm going to do.
No. You don't do this. You don't do this.
Y'all, this is.
You let her live her own life.
This is. And I never was this bad.
Fucking codependent behavior.
This is people pleaser 101.
Yeah. And the thing
is. I really like Amanda, but she's just. She's just trying to people.
She's too much of a mom in the house. And it's just.
Do I think it's shitty that Austin was telling everybody else about it?
Yes.
Yes.
I agree.
Y'all, it's not like this is high school and Austin can tell somebody that he's in band with and they're not going to tell the football team because the band and the football players never
talk. Here's the difference, though. The guys are not going to talk. He's only telling the guys.
Yeah.
The guys actually stick with bro code here.
Wait, well, how did Amanda find out?
Because
Lindsay
broke it.
Lindsay told Amanda.
No, here's how you're going to screw this up. Lindsay
found out from
Lindsay, because Austin said when he was drunk, he's like, I need to talk with you. I just need to cry to somebody. And she could see it happening, and she's like, I don't know if he really wants to keep seeing her. So Lindsay was the one who surmised it, and Amanda's like, Oh my God, I have to protect my friend.
But somebody said in front of Amanda, I don't want to, and I don't remember who that was, but they said, oh, it was Kyle. Kyle told her that. Remember they were having pillow talk.
Right. This was only after Lindsay said that, and Kyle and Amanda was pumping Kyle for information.
She was pumping for information, but also Austin isn't too stupid. You guys, if someone's engaged to someone else, they're going to tell them everything.
I kind of agree with you there.
And if you think that your friend is not going to tell their fiance, now, 10 years married and they don't like each other and talk anymore, sure.
Yeah.
But when people are either engaged or in the first like 5 years of their relationship, they're going to tell their spouse. But I agree with you. Austin, ironically, had a level-headed decision.
Yeah. And I think he was trying to figure... He should not have... I think this is just Austin being an emotional person. He was telling all the guys because he had no one else to talk to about it.
Well, and Austin does not like anyone to tell him what to do.
Right.
Honestly, y'all remember he's from Charles. He doesn't like women. I mean, but he lives there.
Yeah.
Austin does not like women to tell him what to do.
Totally.
When you look back on the episodes of Summer House, anytime a woman is trying to correct him,
right,
he freaks out. But
I can't believe I'm defending Austin here.
And when I say
Austin
a woman,
here.
I'm including Craig in that.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
But I feel like he was trying to do the right thing. I think the worst thing Sierra could do was to date Austin.
It's leveling up for him, and it's totally going to bring her down at this point.
Yeah, and it's more of a lateral move for her. Because I have a feeling that she's...
I think it's... Oh, wait. She did date Luke.
No, she dated, this is the thing. She's inexperienced as a dater. And she dates guys, you guys, who will tell her everything she wants to hear in that kind of romantic sense. Like, she will.
But don't you think, she's admitted and said, like, I have daddy issues. That's part of a thing for me.
Yeah.
But I feel like Sierra actually is trying to make she's trying to get out of dating fuckboys and getting to she's in that gray area of trying to overstep that.
If she's
not going to work dating Austin.
If she thinks leveling up is dating Austin, because Austin is one step above fuckboy.
But I bet Sierra is used to dating gorgeous guys that look like Luke.
Yeah.
So in her mind, she thinks, I'm dating a normal guy. Austin's not normal. He's a reality star.
He's a fuckboy in the South.
Yeah. And I think Austin's a good-looking guy, but come on, he doesn't look like Luke. He doesn't look like Jason.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like Kyle. And that's the kind of guys that Sierra's used to dealing with. Really, like, gorgeous model
Weirdly,
guys.
She's from Atlanta.
I know.
Yeah. It's... Anyway, I think that she dodged a bullet here.
I think in 5 years, if these people kind of fuck around in life and figure things out, I think they could be together.
What's your next teabag? I think I had the biggest problem with Amanda making it about her. And
she did
saying,
make it about
I
her.
Did not care, my friend. I like Amanda, but this happens every season where she goes to bat for one member of the cast. And even the person's like, look, it happened with Hannah, too, because she was... And it's like, come on.
It's
not your fight.
Y'all, ask yourself, if I drop the rope, who else is pulling it? And if you're defending someone, and the person that's even... Sierra's not even involved in this. Sierra's not saying, like, she totally sidesteps all the drama and just pulls Austin aside, and we'll talk about that later. But so the fact that she's not even involved in this, and then people are like, was it Lindsay who said, Kyle, are you gonna let him talk to your girlfriend like that? Or no, it wasn't Lindsay. It was somebody, or Julia.
Julia,
said that.
Yeah.
Shut and Kyle, up. Kyle just kind of says,
man, don't
up,
talk
Go,
to
bro. Don't, do you want a lover boy?
I mean, I can't. I can't with this. What's your next teabag?
Hey, I really care about you.
Catch me. I'm going to kidnap you and take you back to my apartment in the city.
I would love that. I would love that.
Oh my God, are you really? No guy's ever really stayed this long.
Y'all, I just want to say, they had a conversation on the snow mountain.
This was much more adult than anybody else on the show.
It was adult, but also, it's like a little bit, did Jason just match Lindsay's crazy?
No, because
he looks in her eyes and he sees it for and he likes it.
He is looking. I can honestly say, he's one of these people who you would talk to in a room. He's like, yeah, I love all kinds of new experiences. I love all kinds of new people, and like, it's just life is a journey, really. He would just give you so many things like that.
Mm.
I will say. He can cook, yes. He seems to treat her well.
He's more interesting.
I still feel like I don't know who he is.
I think he's a big introvert. And depending on, I mean, y'all, clearly, again, it's not on Instagram.
I think there's a difference between introverted and thinking that you have to behave well on television.
Well, I think that a lot of people do. I think if I was on
they don't make good reality TV show guests.
I think that would be something that's hard for me to let go.
I'd have no problem.
You could totally show your ass and be horrible on a reality TV show and not care. That would be hard for me to do. I've told you that. I think maybe I haven't mentioned that before. Like when they did that Leanne Rimes, Eddie Cibrian show, they literally called me in to play the gay, like mean, sassy assistant. And I didn't do it. I didn't want to do that. And then they cast.
Yeah, that's why you didn't do it.
And they got. It was though. I didn't want to be that role. They cast me as something later on where I could.
It's just not you either.
It's not me. And so, but I mean, it's. I think Jason's not dramatic.
Yeah.
It's not him to be dramatic. That's what I'm getting to.
I think also he's worried about how he's being perceived.
Yeah.
He's
a black male model. How could you not? Like, you're always thinking about how you're perceived in your job, in your life. So, of course he is. But I agree with you. I want to know more about him. But I don't know. It would be all over Lindsay's Instagram. So I think they're dead in the water. But I had a little hope because I thought maybe this is the introvert or the man who would stand and let Lindsay just. Maybe this would be Lindsay Steadman. Maybe this would be that for her. And Lindsay could be Oprah.
No, it's not going to work because she needs someone to be dramatic with. And that's never going to happen.
I think she does. She's not out of that yet.
No. And I will say, the good thing she does say is she's like, I don't, the biggest win for her is she says to him, I don't want to put a name on this. I don't want to define this. He's like, I don't want to either. That's a great thing for her.
When she said that, I was like.
Yeah. Do we need a title?
I literally leaned in. I went. Who's Tracy?
Who's Tracy? Who are we? Who am I really?
What's happening? What's happening right now? Because I was mouth on the floor.
I think there's just a little physical chemistry there, and it's a little bang trip.
Well, a little,
but I'm
some, you know, big 9 inches of chemistry.
But no, I just need to say, I don't think there's any way we can really know who. There are some people who. Will show you who they are on a reality show who have no problem, like Kyle.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
And even Luke, I think he's been doing it long enough. But I would say even someone like Julia, but people like Gabby and Jason.
And maybe Jason showed her a different side of himself when he wasn't on, and Lindsay didn't like it.
What do you mean?
Maybe she was like, when
the cameras weren't on.
Yeah. And he was a different person. She didn't like it.
Yeah. Could be. And remember, you guys, what you're with someone like Jason is going to, like we were talking about someone like you, you're going to see the best and the most curated version of people. So I that could have been it. Yeah. You won't see that from me if I'm on a reality show.
No. Someone like you, someone like me,
and suddenly nothing would ever be the same. My heart would take. week. We don't know the rest of the words. And I feel so alive. If someone like you loved me. Unison at the end.
To be dramatic.
No, you harmonize.
Doesn't always have to be harmonized.
Our voices don't blend.
Well,
so
I think they do.
Nope, yours is yours has a uneven timbre.
Ah,
it's too sinusy.
Yeah, that's true. Yours is a bit airy. All right, we're
not airy.
We're gonna go to a break, and we'll be right back.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. All right, everybody, we're back. So this is a little, it's like all foreshadowing, but y'all, the cracks are happening because Craig gets a text from Natalie, and Natalie invited Madison.
You're acting like a crazy person.
Invited Madison to dinner.
Now,
she's like, I just want to let you know. And I was like,
why would she do that? She knows Craig can't stand her.
I don't even know this bitch, but dump her, Craig.
But I mean,
I would not do that. I'm not even dating you.
It just doesn't ring true.
I'm your friend, and I would never go out to dinner with sorry, I was blurring out.
Oh.
I didn't want to say their name.
What?
I would never go to dinner with some people that you hate, that are your nemesis.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
I don't know. If you had a nemesis. You don't really have a nemesis.
It's a shame. I'm looking for a new one.
Well, you just hate everybody.
I don't hate everybody.
Okay. You don't have a nemesis.
I dislike a lot of people.
Did you ever have a nemesis?
Yes.
Oh.
In any competitive environment I had a nemesis. In academia, there was always someone I was competitive with.
Was there a girl who beat you out for who would like tie you for valedictorian? Because weren't you that or salutatorian?
Oh yeah, that did happen too.
Were you salutatorian or
salutatorian? Yeah.
Oh, who won valedictorian? But you can remember her name.
Yeah, she works at a dentist office. She's the office manager.
It looks like Poodle's
No shade in the game.
No, it looks like Poodle's eating shit and lemon right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What? I would never have dinner with her.
That makes me feel better.
We're just friends. So why would Natalie do this?
It is strange. It feels false. Yeah.
Craig's like, this says a lot about our character.
I don't think she's my person.
I don't think she's going to see my smooth asshole
anymore.
We were about to get to the rim part of the relationship, which I like. Austin, come here.
All Craig needs is Austin. And he'll be fine.
And at the same time, this is kind of a double tea bag. Whoop whoop.
Okay.
Because Paige is, y'all, they really
both
are.
Both my balls are in your mouth.
They really are setting up the show to just be the Paige and Craig love affair.
Which I'm kind of happy with.
I'm totally, but Paige, because then Craig says that, and you see Paige saying, I realize, why am I letting the guy make the decision?
Oh, I love this.
Yes. And she said, I'm talking to men in New York that I'm just not telling him about it. So we'll see if I can fit him in.
It's interesting because you see Paige had this realization and it's like, why can't you bring this to Sierra? Why can't you give some of this realizations to Sierra?
Maybe she's trying to give it to
lead by example.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you. I think though, even though Sierra, I think she is living in New York now, but Sierra's from Atlanta, you guys, and why?
Yeah, because she was in New York during COVID when she was a nurse. I think.
But the thing is, in the South, the men do get to kind of decide.
No.
Who chooses the girl and when they do things.
Yep. It still is that way, especially now.
And I'm not saying it's right by any means. I'm just saying that's what Sierra is kind of used to.
Because a lot of girls where I'm from, let's say a girl's dating a really nice guy and they're like engaged and she breaks up with him to be with another guy, it'll be a town scandal where people are like, well, she's a slut.
Yeah.
Whereas the guy, they'll be like, well, he's just got to find the right girl.
He's playing the field. You know him. You gotta try a lot of things before you settle down.
Did you ever grow up hearing that women, she was a fickle woman?
No.
Oh, I would hear. They would say,
they said that about me.
Yeah, it's true. But they'd say, oh, well, you know that Lynette, she's fickle.
Oh, I think when people would talk about women who their husbands died and they would start dating someone else, that was a big thing to talk about.
Just be a widow and be mourning for them forever.
Yeah, kind of.
Y'all, if your spouse passes away, give yourself some time and then go out there and get that dick. Jesus wants you to get that dick.
But do it when you're ready.
Do it when you're ready.
And don't worry about what people are going
to
say.
Your husband in heaven wherever he is, wants you to get that dick.
I don't know if that's true.
I think
because
so.
Because if I was dead, I would not want my husband to... You know what? I'm not... Maybe I would be okay with it.
If you really love someone, you would want them to...
As long as he would tell me that I was better.
That's fine. You could be the best dick he ever had.
As long as
Think of it this way. Every time he would fuck that other little 20-year-old twink...
this is not what I wanted.
...who had a tight 20-year-old ass and wasn't kind of like, you're just jello
it ain't
pudding.
Poodle.
He would still say, not like poodle. He'd think of you every time.
I'd allow that.
All right. There we go.
Yeah. I'd be ready, though, with a bolt of lightning in one hand, just ready to do it.
Just ready to do it. Anyway, y'all, get that dick. Get that dick. Colleen, can I just host a game show called Get That Dick? Like, suck that dick. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can suck that dick in 4 sucks.
You know what, Poodle? I can suck that dick in 3 sucks.
Maddie, suck that dick.
That does need to be a game show. Anyway, who's next? Me or you? I don't remember.
That was kind of I added to that. But
I started it. You go next.
I don't have any...
There's a Jason and Lindsay. We already talked about them.
I think the other one is that the last day, Austin does say, I'm not ready to do this, but I still want to see you more.
Well, hold on. Let's preface this because we talked about the Amanda and Austin fight.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about Sierra that night. The night before, grabs Austin and they go in and talk.
Yeah.
And we didn't talk about that.
He says, I'm drunk.
I'm drunk.
He's like, but let's talk about the next day. He's like, but I don't just think he's I'm afraid to do that to you.
And she's crying, and she's like, this is why I didn't want to get involved in this. But she's just being very calm. And then that night, she goes to bed. Paige sleeps with Andy, and
he still sleeps in her bed, Austin.
And Austin comes in her bed, and they sleep. I don't know if they had sex or not.
No.
And so
I don't think anybody had sex.
Lindsay's ridden that dick.
I don't know.
Lindsay fucked Jason.
Okay.
I put money on it.
Usually they in Summer House history, they show them like they have song. I tell you what happened.
Austin and Sierra did go in the closet.
There was probably some mouth on booby or mouth on.
He was giving some kind of
lameness. She was touching his dick.
Oh yeah.
That happened.
And Lindsay and Jason, remember, in the bathroom, Lindsay's old spot.
That's true. That's I don't know if they fucked,
but we didn't hear
though. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe. I hope she did. I think
also the cast would have talked about it.
That's true.
I don't think there was any banging. I think everything was very virginal.
I hate to say that you're right, because I want Lindsay to have banged Jason.
Yeah, but I don't think it happened.
Well, but they wake up the next day, and then this is the conversation you're talking about, where Austin now is sober, and he says,
I'm not ready. And he's like, but I'd like to see you more. And then later on, he's like saying, but if you're okay with, and I translated, so if you're okay with me being noncommittal as fuck, and I can always back out on you if I feel
that's
threatened.
Basically, yeah.
She's like, okay.
Okay.
It really made me angry.
I think Sierra was really close to the fire in this, because she's a smart person. I think although somebody can be smart and dumb in relationships.
Yeah, totally.
Two different types of intelligence. But she, I think, is going to back out of this, especially if she watched this, and she's going to be like, who was that girl?
Yeah.
I don't think she aligns with who I want to be.
I think she has a lot of good horse sense that she helps with other people, but when it comes to stuff with her she's emotional.
Yeah.
And I don't think she's very experienced. I don't think she's dated a lot.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or had very long relationships.
Doesn't seem like it, yeah.
And
more like kind of intermittent bang dates.
And I feel like she's as a beautiful woman,
mm-hmm.
She's going to get pursued. And she's going to get pursued by a lot of douchebags.
A lot of Lukes.
Yeah.
A lot of Austins. When she needs, like, girl, you're a nurse. Can't you just find, like, kind of an awkward, geeky doctor who looks somewhat cute that you can just live off his salary?
Don't shit where you eat.
But no, why not? He can go do, like, Doctors Without Borders, so you have 2 months to do whatever you want and fuck a pool boy.
Everyone who's a nurse who's listening goes, don't do that, girl.
I know. It's not really good. But it happens.
Yeah, it happens. It
happens a lot.
I think that's all I've got to say. But in general,
there's not a reunion, y'all.
In general,
shocker.
I think the biggest problem for me, I know I don't, she's slammed something upstairs.
Sorry, y'all.
The biggest problem I had with the show was, besides the show not really having a reason for being,
existing, besides that,
not having a raison d'etre, which is kind of important. It was just about people in a house, and it wasn't like normal Summer House where they're getting away from things.
They didn't make people uncomfortable. Now, yeah. This would be a way different show. If let's say they invited from Summer House, maybe Craig and who else from Summer House maybe could go.
You mean Southern Charm?
Southern Charm, like Craig and, well, Catherine wouldn't come, but like Craig and... I don't
Chelsea. She
like
wouldn't
Chelsea,
come.
Chelsea. Or even like, I mean, not really Shep, but like some two people that weren't buddies.
Not Pringle.
Actually, that would be even better because Craig and Pringle are friends, but not even like super close.
Yeah.
That. Or, and then Summer House had like maybe Lindsay and Paige. Like friends, but they're not necessary. But bringing in like Paige and Sierra, they're coupled up. Austin and Craig, they're coupled up, which is interesting with the four of them.
And I need to say, though,
Amanda and Kyle coupled up.
These places,
you got to make them uncomfortable.
These Bravo things, like these Bravo shows, are not places for introverts.
Yeah, so, which, I wonder what the ratings were on this show.
I don't know. I don't care. I don't look at stuff like that. I don't concern myself with things
you do
like
for
ratings.
90 Day.
Yes, I do concern with that myself.
Y'all, you can go to the website realitygaze.com. You can go to our
it ain't porn no more.
It ain't porn no more. You can go to
it
our
ain't
Instagram.
Porn no more, no, no more. More. It ain't no porn no more.
You can go to Reality Gaze Podcast on Instagram, Reality Gaze Pod on Twitter. Hey,
a Reality Gaze on the TikTok.
The TikTok.
The ticky ticky tabby.
Yes, and you can click on our Linktree link and you can get tickets to our live show. We still have tickets on Friday night.
On Fridays, yes.
Fridays
for Chicago.
For Chicago and New York. New York.
More dates coming soon. We just talked to our ticket booker recently and we will be announcing more dates.
We have more dates soon. Fun stuff coming up, y'all. We appreciate you so much. And I don't know how this show is.
Oh, I do.
Oh, I remember now.
And remember, y'all, when you're sitting in bed one night and you can't really think of what you're worried about something the next day, and you think, what would Hub House do? And you just say to yourself, who's Tracy?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.